If you have received the word from the Lord, I would appreciate that you would release it now.
Anything come in, Jeff?
Just one thing. It was kind of strange. It's the first time I've been inside the gate of Capernaum. I was inside the gate, and I stood there, and I said, I don't know where to go. And as I stood there, I suddenly knew I was supposed to go to Peter's house. And all I can remember about that, if I remember rightly, Peter had the Lord come and heal his mother?
In-law.
Mother-in-law. That was the only direction I got, was to go to, and that was straight ahead, Peter's house. And that's it. Yeah, different.
We're inside.
Inside.
I'll confirm to you, I was listening to a CD this morning, and John Paul Jackson was speaking about exactly the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. Going to make sure that one of the first miracles that happened when Peter's house was his mother-in-law, and she served everybody. Mm. And then when they got on the boat and crossed to the other side in the storm ring, was ongoing.
Okay.
So that's kind of neat.
Yes. Awesome.
Anyone else? Pete?
Just a real short. It's at the second or third stair of a large spiral staircase and was spiraling to the right.
Okay. Repeat the beginning.
Second or third step.
Second or third.
Yeah. Wooden. Ornate. Very nice.
Ornate stairs. Steps going around.
It's yeah, going to the right. Spiral staircase heading up. Kind of like what you would find in some of the older buildings in Europe.
Yeah. Okay. Hotels and lobbies type of thing. A lot of them had those.
No, this was a house.
House. Oh. Good news. Thank you. Anyone else?
I had a vision. Well, in the spirit, I was before the Lord, and He was sitting on the throne, and I could see like His robe, like this bottom half,
yeah.
And He had His leg crossed, and I'm like, Lord, is this You? And what He was saying was, He's not moved by what's going on. He's in control. Meaning, you know, He's not, like, worried about anything. He knows what's going on, and He's in control. That's what I got.
Agreed. Anyone else? Ready?
Well, I already shared this with Gail, but this morning, when we first started, the Lord had me go stand over on the side opposite Violet.
Yeah.
And what I saw was the church was an eagle, and Violet was on one of the wings, and I was on the other. And when I opened my eyes and I saw Gail sitting up front, and what the Lord said was, though she was at the head, now she was facing the opposite
yeah.
way, but you know, she had the eyes open. And then when I came and sat down, He told me to go and anoint her eyes, you know, like her. So I put my fingers on her eyelids. And my perception of that was that her eyes were going to be opened even more to see more in the spirit. So I don't know if she had any other perception, but that's what it was that I was
no,
getting.
I didn't get anything. I'm praying about that. I'm getting more added to it.
Anyone else?
I think this kind of connects a bit with what Violet shared, that there are a lot of heavy burdens on people, and that he is more than able to take care of those burdens. And especially for Pete, when he was laying down, I saw this big, huge, heavy, it's almost like an anvil on his back, and it was actually pressing in, you know, so it was really weighing him down.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. And, you know, God's more than able to take care of all of it.
Amen. Amen. Good news. Anyone else? Or anything else? Okay.
You know, our God is such a wonderful Father, and He does a wonderful job, and we don't always understand. But I'd like to have you just bow your heads this morning, because without Him, we don't do it well. So, Father, I bow before You asking for Your grace, asking for Your word to come forth out of my heart, so that my brothers and sisters may be lifted up and strengthened in Jesus' name. I'd like to start off with a dream that came in to my heart during the night. And in this dream, I'm looking at my feet. And there's a perception, I don't really see the cloth that's on my feet or wrapped around my toes, because the toes are the focus. And somehow I sense that I start removing some of the wrappings on the toes. And as I progress to do that, I really am focused more on my right foot, I think. But the big toe's not the one that I'm focused on. It's the little toes, because they're kind of crushed. And they're crunched, you know, like when your feet are squeezed into a shoe that's too tight or something. And that's kind of the perception. I see the toes that are kind of smushy. And all of a sudden, it starts. There's blood oozing out. And I have an awareness that it's just oozing out. And it is so vivid red, it's scary. I don't feel afraid, but I'm watching it. And then there's an awareness that both feet are literally bleeding. I woke up, and I'm still seeing it. I went to the bathroom. I came back, and I said, Lord, I don't want to forget this. And went back to bed. I went back to sleep. And I see it again. I see it again, and I know the concentration is on the bleeding that's actually pouring out of my own feet. Lord, what do you mean? I don't understand. So when I woke up this morning, I wrote it down, and I went to the Lord, and I said, I don't understand. I just don't understand. Now, I know feet have to do with my walk, okay? Well, obviously, I looked up the meaning of the different things, and a feet, of course, is walk. The next level is the blood that's oozing out. And in the vision, it doesn't stop. It just seems to keep on going. And of course, then there's like a fear that comes, because you're watching yourself bleed to death. Okay? Well, that could be godly death, or it could be physical death, or it could be just to wake you up. All right? So when I looked up the blood, it's also the life energy coming out of you, because that's what it means. The blood is your life energy. Without your blood, you're not going to be alive. So God, you know, that's a very strange dream. You know? What is it that I, you know, the first area is, what did I do wrong? Amen?
Amen.
That's the very first thing. What am I doing wrong? How did I get my crushed toes? Did somebody step on them? You know? Did I smash myself against the wall? There's
1,000 questions that come. Which one's God? Well, obviously, when I went to the Lord, I says, you know, it would be nice if you would confirm yourself because I don't understand fully what it means. I don't. Will he add to it? I presume he will because he's very faithful. But do I comprehend it now? And I said, no, I don't. I really don't. I'm not sure. I'm not positive. But you see, the message that comes through the different parts of the body is what I rely on. Did you hear me? Different members of the body are bringing pieces to awaken what we need to understand. Now, there was a leading to go to Peggy and to receive an anointing. She was still standing on the wing, I believe it would be the right wing of the eagle, and knelt down, and I will share the words that came out of her. And what I remember and I wrote down was climbing and climbing and stepping and then falling. Getting up again. Climbing and climbing. And then she was pressed to anoint the Star of David on my neck, which really represents the unity between God and man. The triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. The triune man, spirit, soul, and body. So she was pressed to hold this in her hand. When God begins to work in us, he doesn't quit. Now, there was a crying out in my spirit several months ago. I cried out to the Lord. I said, when are we going through that gate at Capernaum? I mean, waiting outside is a wonderful thing, but we've been outside for how many years? Seven? Maybe more. Amen? Because we went to Israel 10 years ago. We did not stand outside very long. We went right in. Okay? Now, for the first time today, where are we? We're inside. And what do we do when we're in there? What do we do when we're inside? We don't know. I don't know what you want, Lord. Those were my questions, Lord. I'm not sure. What are you trying to say? Is this my feet? Or is this the feet of the church? I don't know. They look like my feet, but I can't say that I saw myself. I didn't feel anything. So I said to the Lord, okay, now what's next? And of course now, she said, where are we going? We're going to Peter's house. That's what's next. Because see, last Sunday, I had a commission. It's time to release healing to the body of believers. And so now, see, my toes, what do they need? Thank you. You see the confirming word? You had no clue. But you were the eyes. Let's see. Say, look at your neighbor. You've got parts of the body that I desperately need. I'm not going to make it without you. So you're important to me. Even if you don't think you're important, you are. I need you. Oh, this is creating something, isn't it? Admitting we need each other. I need you. See? So, the head doesn't go anywhere without the body. Oh, I don't know about the tail. Now, wait a minute. That was a good one, Maria. Well, the tail is definitely connected. And wagging. And wagging, yeah, many times it is. Wagging is a good thing because it's joyful. All right. You know, ornate stairs. Doesn't seem to be important. Second or third step. It's the beginning. Can't see where the top is. That's okay. We're on the way. So look at your neighbor. Say, we're on the way. Violet had a word. Jesus is not worried. So why should you be worried? He's in the control room. Amen? He knows how to take care of every need. So look at the visions that were provided. Now, what are you holding back? Don't look around. I'm talking to you. Yes. You sure? Uh-huh. I figured you had something, but you were just kind of pulling back, saying, wait a minute. If it fits, maybe I'll share it.
I don't know if it would fit.
Glory to the Lord. Come on, girl. Give up, give up, give up.
When I was laying down, I was swimming in clear water. Ha-ha. And I'm not a swimmer, so...
God says you are.
I don't swim.
but you are.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do swim.
Okay.
Very clear water.
Water. Very clear.
What does water do?
Washes.
Ah. And you were swimming in it. How many need to be cleaned up? How many can handle swimming in clean water to get a nice bath? Aha! Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need to know how.
We'll go together.
You don't need to know how. See, you understand. When you think you haven't got anything, you have. Now, God's pushing my buttons to expose this, but I love you, girl. And it's okay. I'm not picking on anybody, because I remember what it was like to hold on to a piece of the puzzle that, well, it didn't fit, in my opinion.
That's what I was saying.
We forgive you. Come on, everybody, say, we forgive you.
We forgive you.
Rise to the surface.
Rise to the surface.
And swim with us.
And swim with us.
Hallelujah. Come on, give the Lord a glory. Give the Lord the glory. Because, you know, none of us know the fullness of the impact we'll have on the other.
Yeah.
None of us. I had a lady call me this past week. Have you any idea what you said to me? I had no idea what I said to her. I didn't even remember what came out of my mouth. But she did. What am I saying? Am I special? No. The bottom line is I fall just like the rest of you. And I just fail miserably sometimes. And I say, God, why are you using me? And the reason why is because I said,
you're available.
Here I am.
Here I am, Lord. All right. I want to take you to his word. And you know, don't underestimate his mysteries. I want to talk to you about...
I'm sorry. I just opened my Bible and I came right to Peter's mother-in-law healed. I just went like this.
All right.
This is confirmation.
Where is that?
It's in Luke 4:38.
Luke 4:38. Well, there you go. That's where we needed to go, huh? All right. How many have a few in-laws and outlaws that need healing? Thank you. I want to take you to Daniel. Chapter 29:3. And I'm going to take you to a few places, but we're going to be talking about the secret things belong to whom? The secret things belong to whom? Come on, they belong to me. Amen? The secret things of God belong to me. Daniel 29:29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever. that we may follow all the words of this law. I'm sorry. Deuteronomy 29, not Daniel. I need new glasses this morning. Deuteronomy 29, 29. Well, that's close, right? I never make mistakes. Deuteronomy 29, 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may follow all the words of this law. In other words, God is going to reveal what you need at the time that you need it. Amen? Amen. And they're coming from where? They're coming from his heart and from his kingdom. Proverbs 25, 2. That one you should know. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of a king. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. Are you not kings and priests under construction? Yeah. Now, to prepare you for your kingdom, God has to develop your abilities. Amen? Amen. And you might not be always happy about the development. You may not understand it all the time. Amen? The next one, Daniel, chapter 12, verse 9. There is Daniel 12, by the way. Yes. Daniel 12, 9. He replied, "Go your way, Daniel, because the words are closed up and sealed until the time of the end." So there's times that you will not comprehend. And it is intended for you not to comprehend right away. Now, I wanted the answer to that dream at 7:15 this morning. It didn't come at 7:15. It came later. Okay? Daniel had a vision hundreds of years ago, and it's sealed up until now, because we're in that time of the end. And what is the exact day and hour? I don't know, but I know we're progressing. Every day we're going what? Closer. Closer. Next one, Mark 13 to 32. Mark 13, 32. This is Jesus. "No one knows about that day or hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father." Say, "Papa knows."
Papa knows.
It isn't always intended for me and you to know, even for the Son, Christ Jesus, to know, but Papa knows. And that's all we need. Amen? Revelations 5, 3. "No one in heaven or in earth or under the earth could open the scrolls or even look inside it." So there's a season of waiting. But Jesus is the one that has earned the way to open up those seals. And he's Jesus in a body of believers now. And he's using different instruments for us to be able to see ourselves. And sometimes we don't like what we see. Amen? Even if you don't like it, as Jesus opens it up, he begins to let you see, "I'm here. I'm here to heal. I rest my case." He's the only one that can do it. I'd love to heal everybody. Wouldn't you love to heal everybody? Yeah. Wouldn't you love to heal yourself? Good heavens, a good slap on the side of the head, not out to cure anything. Now, wait a minute. Why is that so funny? How come you guys register that one so well? Come on. A swift kick in the right place, that'll do it.
What about the tail?
Well, that's the tail's got to get out of the way. Okay, Revelations 10:4. "And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, but I heard a voice from heaven say, 'Seal up what the seven thunders have said. Do not write it down.'" You see, there are times that the Lord will say it's a revelation, but it's not for now. It's for later. It's for later. And he knows me. I want to tell everybody everything. Anybody relate? I want to tell everybody everything. The Lord says, no, be quiet. Not time. And that's a challenge for me. It really is. That can be a failure. I can really smash my nose into the wall on that one. Okay? Daniel 2:22. Daniel 2:22. He reveals deep hidden things. He knows what lies in darkness, and light dwells with him. Amos 3:7 says, surely the sovereign Lord does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants, the prophets. Ah, isn't that a cool one? Say, Lord, I am a prophet under construction. I'm ready for information. And I'm expecting you to tell me. What you're up to. On time. In the right season. In Jesus' name. That was the scripture he started me with this morning. He does nothing without revealing his plan to his servants. Are you his servants? As you serve one another, he will continue to open things up to you. And that's the bottom line. I'll give you one more. John 15:15. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friend. For everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. It's confirmed in Romans 16:26. So he's called us friends. And when we rely on a friend, how many know a friend can really pull your whole heart out of the slumps? A friend can grab you by the arm and say, come on, let me help you. A friend can say, I'll take you for a cup of coffee and revitalize you if you're a coffee lover. Okay? A bowl of soup when you're not feeling good can really be sustenance to your spirit, soul, and body. See, it doesn't have to be something big. It can be just a flow of love. Well, I thought I was going to give you none. One more. 1 Corinthians 2:10. 1 Corinthians 2:10. God has revealed it to us by his Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. You know, that one is probably the most important one in a sense, because it's really saying God wants to reveal himself. He wants to reveal what he's prepared for you and me. He wants to do that with all his gusto. And we need to be hungry to receive. We need to be hungry to receive. That hunger is something that you and I choose. It's not something that is imparted. It's us saying, Lord, create it in me. Create me so that I can get hungry. Create in me not only the hunger, but the desire for more of you. You know? And he will do it. Father, I thank you that this anointing will break the yoke. That the anointing of your Spirit will overwhelm all the darkness that the enemy would try to bring in. I give you the praise, Lord Jesus, for everything that you're doing. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Now, Mary, I need you to come up here. How many know we can pick on anybody in the body and it's okay? Huh? Well, you're the only one that's in disagreement.
What else?
Don't hit him. Come on up here.
Will you share with everybody why this little container?
Is there something in there? Or is that for the...
No, we're going to tell you in a minute. The regular container is over there, but...
Oh, okay.
My sister's got something to confess.
I do?
Yeah. She was supposed to bring this last week, she said, but she was...
No, I forgot it, so...
That's the confession, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tell me all about this, please. Well, tell me how you got it, number one.
Jessica was cleaning her room.
Okay, and?
She put it in a bag, and when I saw it, I said, oh.
Ooh.
Need to take that out of there.
Uh-huh.
I think it might have originally come from one of my mom's friends, like, many years ago.
Yep.
But I'm not positive, but I think it was.
It's not necessarily new.
Actually, the lady's name was Dorcas Page.
Dorcas Page. Okay. When I looked at it, I saw the Star of David there because it has 6 points. And it has on the interior, it's very rare that you see the inside of a plate decorated. Could you take the money out of there, please? Inside has 4 arrows pointing to the north, south, east, and west, and I thought that was kind of cool. And it reminded me of, you know, many, many different things. There's like little crosses on it, et cetera, et cetera. I love the colors. But more than anything else, your obedience. What happened when you brought that towards the altar?
Some freedom.
Some freedom. Okay, what else?
I was told to put some money in, so I did. And then, I wasn't really told. I saw that it was in there, so I knew I had to. And then I was told to put it at the fire, like an offering.
Yep.
And then to me, it kind of represented that I offered my kids back to God because I've been worried.
Okay. So that's another confession.
Mm-hmm.
Would you put your hands towards this girl? Lord Jesus, we're going to lift up the entire family. All her nephews. Nieces, children, grandchildren, all of them, for your glory. And remember, woman of God,
you're not alone.
We're with you.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, would you put it back where it was, please? The reason for that is because something happened with me. When I saw the container with the money in it, because it confirmed something God showed me. I had written down on my notes not to forget to share what my conversation was with a man that I've known now for, I would say, about 6 years, 5 or 6 years. When my son moved to Fort Fairfield, Maine, him and Susan and the girls belong to a church up there. And by God's sovereignty, I've ministered in that church several times. And Mark and Claudette are both bilingual. And part of their commission from the Lord was to begin a church and support a church in Haiti. Well, if you haven't heard the news yet, Haiti is in trouble. Now, I've seen the pictures, and I also met the pastor from Haiti when I was there. And their first pastor passed away, and the wife was left with several children, and Mark and Claudette have grown children, or adult children, but decided, because God pressed, to adopt one of their girls. So one of their Haitian girls is living in Fort Fairfield, Maine. And she's a lovely young woman. But I had a press to call Mark on Thursday. And on Friday, he returned my call. And I called him back. And he was on his way with his wife and their little Haitian girl to a leaders' meeting. And obviously, I was very nosy about what happened to the church in Haiti and where it was, etc. How many have seen the map? So you know where
Port-au-Prince is, okay? If you would look at where Port-au-Prince is and you would look towards Cuba, it's like there's like a little scoop in the map, like a bay, and that's the city where, or town or whatever, because I didn't ask. It's anyway 45 minutes away from downtown, okay, from the city. That's where they have this church. And he was not able to communicate with the pastor, even though he did talk to him the day of the earthquake. But it hadn't happened yet. But he has a brother. The pastor has a brother in Montreal. And how they got the information to Montreal, only a miracle, I guess, was able to happen for them to be able to tell them that on the day of the earthquake, they were in the buildings, several of them, because there was a school. There's like a place where the one that I saw was where they had actually put showers and toilets in. And of course, those things are foreign to them. They never knew what it was to take a hot shower, except underneath the hot water that's provided by the sunshine. But to have a real shower to walk in and turn on the water was not something that they knew. So their excitement when the people from Fort Fairfield and that church got together, they actually built this building, put in all these facilities, and he said everyone that were in the buildings went outside that afternoon. So there was nobody in the buildings. But, sad to say, there's not one building that's left standing. The church, the school, and the building where all the people were living in, everything is down. There's nothing left. But they're safe. And they're grateful. So I said, I have a press in my heart to release some finances to you. Can we use your doorway? Because Mark has his airplane license, and I believe he has an airplane as well. So he's able to go directly. He said, you are one of several that have called because we have a direct pipeline, you know. And of course, as soon as they are commissioned of God to go, they're going to go. So when I saw the money there, it's all your fault, girl. I wonder what part of the body you are from. You see how obedience? Now, this was all orchestrated before you got here. Did you miss forgetting that last week on purpose? Or was it God's plan?
No, God's plan.
Yeah, God's plan. All right. You understand where I'm coming from? There are mistakes that you will make on purpose for God that you don't even realize they are on purpose for God. And I'm kind of putting all these things together today to give you understanding. There's no mistake that won't turn into a miracle if you let him. So, I already conferred with Bob and Peggy, and it was in their hearts for us to do something for Haiti. And so, if you will do so, would you just bow your heads right now? We're going to pray. Father, out of the goodness of our hearts, we see people hurting, people dying, people who have already passed. Lord, our heart goes out to these people in Haiti. And we ask that you would move us to give the gift that would be pleasing to you as an offering, because it is a part of ourselves that we're going to be giving to them, that they can come out of the rubble and come out of the brokenness. I ask this in Jesus' name, and all of God's people said,
amen.
Amen. So I would say to you, obey. Can we also kind of lift up our hands to bless the food? Father, we just bless this food, make it holy to our bodies, and enjoy the fellowship in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Are there any additions? Then share some hugs and obey.